guns and lives were cheap in Colorado, and coal was king in 1910. And in the deepest coal mine's darkest shadow, there was no justice for the working men. Miners died in cave-ins and explosions because the safety laws were not applied. For profit mattered more than the lives of all the poor, and every day another miner died. And the coal was black, and the blood was red, and miners that dared organize always wound up dead. And in those days of anger, a man of peace arose, and words were the weapons that Louis Tikas chose. In Walsenburg, in Ludlow, and in Sopris, and 30 other towns, they joined the cause. Louis brought them hope when all was hopeless, and he said the owner must obey the laws. The miners went on strike in 1913, and shootings left both guards and workers dead. And Louis' voice was heard, he told both sides these words: lay down the guns and talk instead. And the snow was white, and the blood was red, that the miners and their wives and their little children bled. And the owner took their homes, and they lived in tents in rows, and words were the weapons that Louis Tikas chose. The winter passed, and still the mines were striking, and the shooting and the killing had not ceased. Louis couldn't stop them all from fighting, so the National Guard was called to keep the peace. The National Guard arrived with their machine guns, and they cracked a rifle over Louis' head. And they shot him till he died, but they still weren't satisfied till they filled his lifeless body up with lead. And the sky was blue, and the blood was red, and the National Guard left Louis and 24 others dead. Now he's on a hillside where the purgatory flows, and words were the weapons that Louis Tikas chose. Mourn with me, my sisters and my brothers, for a leader lying silent in the grave, a man who spent his whole life serving others, and in the end his life is what he gave. Yeah, Louis' life was always lived for others, and in the end his life is what he gave.